www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Any medical advice given by Dr. Dahlia Wax on her medical show does not substitute for a regular provider.
I can't tell you how many wives call up ticked off or emailing me saying, my husband says he doesn't have to go to the doctor. You told him his blood pressure was good. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Heck to the no. No. Make sure you guys are going to the doctor. And I think you guys want to kind of step on it because it looks like Medicare is going to be exhausted by 2026. As if you're not already exhausted by the topic of Medicare and Social Security. They say Medicare funds gone by 2026. If this is the year 2013, we're talking 13 more years. Okay, what have we been planning to do in the next 13 years with our health? Well, for me, I'm going to need definitely a few more colonoscopies. I cannot wait for my hysterectomy. May need a couple shots of penicillin, you know, all depends. and probably the knee replacement, the knees and hips. I'm really wearing and tearing that. So if Medicare is going to be exhausted by the year 2026, all right, and you guys, that's 13 years. So got to step up on it. So make sure you go to your doctor. Social Security to be exhausted by the year 2033. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how Splenda, the artificial sweetener Splenda, everybody said, oh, Splenda is the safest artificial sweetener. Well, now they're saying it could actually cause diabetes. The artificial, you know, that's the yellow packet. You got the pink packet Sweet and Low. You got the blue packet Equal. Then you got the yellow packet Splenda. We're talking about the yellow packets. All right. I know there's going to be a reality TV show trying to take a bunch of people to Mars. I guess they're going to be working out and then trying to get ready for a Mars colony. NASA's reminding all of us that trips to Mars mean cancer for astronauts, therefore cancer for all of us. So we'll talk about the cancer risk of going to Mars. If you have a stroke, make sure you're getting your legs squeezed. Apparently the pressure on the legs helps prevent certain sequelae that happen from strokes. So pretty interesting stuff. Also on today's show, apparently there's a video of Zakhard Tsarnaev working out with his brother in a gym. They think this video may actually save the boy from the death penalty and maybe other charges based on what they see in this video. We'll talk about the video and why I still think this kid should have the book thrown at him. Marijuana for pets. People are asking to get medical marijuana for their pets. I got to be honest. If that would stop my cat from doing pee-pee house, right, peeing up everything in the house, I'd even consider it. And then I guess the brain is capable of making its own version of Valium. That's kind of important. If we're worried about Social Security running out, how are we going to make money? So maybe we could, you know, kind of have a little Valium factory in our brains. So as you can see, very busy show. The jokes aren't that good today. Very busy show on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you guys for the good comments. If you saw Pawn Stars last night, it worked out pretty good. I didn't look too bad. It could have been worse. Still need a little lipo under the chin there. But it was a great. What I had talked about, what that tool was it was a tonsillectomy from the late 1800s. In the olden days when you'd have tonsillar issues and tonsil infections, if I could just do some quick history for y'all, would impede breathing. And when tonsils would hurt, people could eat, people couldn't breathe, kids wouldn't grow. And so they would be able to scoop the tonsils out. In the olden days, you could actually take your finger. I mean, I suppose you could do it even now because we all have fingers. And scoop it out. And then use some sort of astringent or some sort of cautery to burn off the tonsillar arteries. You have multiple blood flow to the tonsils back there. Well, the only problem with that is bleeding and trying to control the bleeding. So what ended up happening is they went from total tonsillectomies to partial tonsillectomies. They thought if they could just chop off part of the tonsil will be smaller. You'd need less anesthesia, less bleeding risk. Anesthesia back then, they used ether or chloroform or alcohol. That was before cocaine came out and then heroin. And so, speaking of heroin, I guess Philip Seymour Hoffman, you see him in all sorts of movies. He just got out of a 10-day rehab stint for heroin. Who knew? He's a great actor. Usually some of the best actors are on drugs. Doesn't it seem like? Anyway, so he's rehabbing from that. Good for him. Anyway, back to the tonsils. I digress. So then what they decided to do is, why don't we just chop off part of the tonsil? So what I had sold on Pawn Stars last night was it was the second show. The first show I was on, it was a tooth extractor tool. So with this tonsil guillotine, the tonsil goes through the hole, and there was a little fork attached to this instrument, brilliantly made. You would pierce the fork, pierce the tonsil, and hold the tonsil in place. While the tonsil was through the orifice of the guillotine, you'd then use your fingers and slice through the tonsil. Don't say, ooh, gross. Come on. Buck up. So now, but the fork held the tonsil in place so you wouldn't swallow it. So then you'd pull it out. You'd have the piece of the tonsil on the fork. The tonsil would be bleeding, but not as bad. It would be a heck of a lot easier to stop the bleeding, either cautery, etc., use an astringent, something to stop that bleeding, to because now it was more, you know, there was still more meat, and there was more skin there that you could use, more clotting factors, etc. So they chopped off part of the tonsils. This worked for years until the early 1900s, and they go, no, 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 these tonsils are growing back, or they're still getting infected. Let's just take the suckers out again. But by then, they were already doing anesthesia. The chloroform and the ether was already a pretty good use. I actually have, and I collect medical antiques. That's how Pawn Stars found me. And I have one of the apparatuses we used to use for anesthesia back in the early 1900s. You'd actually drip the chloroform. Remember in Charlie's Angels that put chloroform on a cloth, put it over the girl's mouth, and they'd be like, oh, and then they'd pass out, right? Yeah, Farrah Fawcett, what fake fainting I've ever seen. But anyway, she was good. She made Charlie's Angels big. So anyway, that was chloroform. So that was tonsillectomy. Then the adenoidectomy, scraped up the adenoids off the back of the tonsils, plopped it in the bucket. Pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, Medicare and Social Security, where we're at. 1-877-362-3254.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, you aren't lying. You aren't lying. I don't even know why I say that. It absolutely makes no sense. Sorry, I gotta learn. I've only been on air for about 4.5 years. I still don't know how to open up a show after a segment. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And my Facebook page is the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. That is me. Unless I get hacked and I tell y'all off, then that's not me. But usually I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. That's just what I do. We're coming up on the weekend. The Children's Miracle Network out of St. Rose Hospitals has their yearly radiothon. Usually we raise at Beasley Broadcasting six-figure donations. It's phenomenal, the money that people bring in to help Children's Miracle Network that helps fund hospital supplies and beds and incubators for kids. For those of you that want to meet me, no, I'm not single, but, I mean, if you want to say hi, okay, I mean... I'm going to be there at St. Rose Hospital in Las Vegas, the Siena campus from 10 to noon Pacific time. I'm going to be giving away free autographed T-shirts for those of you who donate over $20. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kissing booth. just donating some autographed T-shirts. You could sell, maybe on Pawn Stars. They may be worth something on Pawn Stars. So who knows? All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Ronnie again. I talked a little low. I'm on like 10, 15 milligrams of methadone. I've been on it for about 10 years. And if I drop down to 5 for a couple of days and then start going down 2.5, then nothing. Would it kill me, you know, from seizures?
Oh, okay. Methadone, you can get seizures with abrupt methadone withdrawal. Here's the thing. When it comes to methadone weaning, I think it's going to take a lot longer than a few days. I wish, he's not on the line, right? This was a message on our message line, it looks like. Darn, I'd like to talk to you. Usually with the methadone, I mean, it's going to take a little bit longer. Now, I mean, some of you claim you quit cold turkey, but we do. We extremely worry about a seizure. So my only problem with that is, I mean, it's a wean, you know, if you're going down to the half dose for a couple days and then off. But I really wish you would be at least supervised by a physician with this. You know, people will say, okay, if I'm going to be getting off my methadone, and methadone, has helped people who have been addicted to heroin and painkillers, etc. So methadone has been extremely successful with that, but then many people can't get off the methadone. And so if you try to get off of methadone too quickly, you could have the body aches, you could have the abdominal cramps, you could have the sweats, you could have the hallucinations, you could have the rapid heartbeat, nausea, vomiting, etc. So, if you do get off too quickly. Now, some withdrawal symptoms you can notice immediately. Some people say, well, wait a second, if I haven't noticed anything now and it's been a day, you could get withdrawal symptoms a few days later. That's the problem. Like I said, we just tell everybody, just don't do cold turkey. I would do a slower withdrawal. I would also avoid, alcohol or marijuana while you're withdrawing also. But if you do a slow wean, make sure you're taking your fluids. Because of the excessive sweating, some of you will get diarrhea. Some of you will have nausea, vomiting. A big risk is dehydration, which could also probably lead to some of the seizure symptoms too, because you're also losing some of your valuable salt, which is why usually with methadone withdrawal, we want you to be watched. But if you are slowly going down, all the power to you. Great question. We probably need to spend more time. It's a pretty common question, how to get off certain medications. All the power to you. Prayers your way, buddy. I hope it works out. Please keep us posted. Even if you don't listen live, I'd like to hear back from you. All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Medicare's trust fund will start running out of money in 2026. Now, of course, the Obama administration, I think, is touting this as good news because it's 2 years later than the program's trustees had estimated last year. So they think they were able to save 2 more years out of Medicare's money. The trustees in the annual report noted that the long-term changes to the program remain as the baby boomers reach retirement. They called on Congress to address a financial outlook as soon as possible. Okay, here's my problem. I don't trust any of these estimates. Do you? What does that mean? 13 years of Medicare funds. Okay, technically, they're supposed to have Medicare funds for everybody because most of us put money into Medicare. Most of us have been putting money into Medicare. You baby boomers out there, and God bless you guys and gals, have been putting money into the Medicare system all this time. Yes, I understand there's people coming into this country and they automatically get on Medicare and work permits, and some of them aren't citizens. I mean, I'm not sure what the hell's going on now. Things are very, very confused and murked with that. But for the most part, our baby boomers worked. They worked and they put money into the system. So technically, funds shouldn't be running out. So just with the whole premise, the whole foundation of this is, if the money isn't there to begin with and they claim, well, they got enough money for 13 more years, that to me means absolutely nothing. Because if they mismanage the money thus far, What, they're now going to be careful dime for dime? And how are they going to be careful dime for dime when many of our baby boomers have already retired? So as far as I'm concerned, that's a bunch of baloney. Now, what do we do? Okay, if Medicare is running out of money, what do we do? I don't know. Okay, if this was 5 years ago, when the economy was better, all right, I would say, what, you know, I would say, you know, maybe make sure you have a private health care plan. Make sure you got some money under your pillow. Maybe you either look for VIP medicine, look for, you know, get as extra insurance as you can, et cetera, because insurance was cheaper. All right. You know, the economy was good. All right. Now we barely have money to pay our next month's rent or our next mortgage. It's month to month for most of us. I think all of us could agree. Doctor or no doctor. Plumber, secretary, nurse, firefighter. I think all of us hold our breath after each month. We have to. This recession is kicking our butt. I know people say the recession's over, but out here in Vegas, not looking good. My casino workers are telling me we're coming up on the summer layoffs. It is not good. So many of my patients don't have insurance, so we are all really feeling it, really, really getting hurt. And so there's absolutely no money to put aside for our health care later. No money at all. And our baby boomers are living longer. If I do my job and doctors do their job and the Lord is still with us, we're living longer. All right? Yeah, we got issues with arthritis. We have, you know, maybe more malignant hypertensive strokes. You know, as we age, we start to see more and more issues, renal insufficiency, etc. But we're starting to live longer to see our 80s. To see our 90s. Oh, did you guys hear about that Florida man? 84-year-old Florida man has hit the 100-gallon mark of donating blood. You know, sequentially, not all at once. 84 years old and giving blood. We have a healthier group of baby boomers. So whatever calculation the government is using to figure out their Medicare funds, just throw it out the window, because if we're living longer, we're going to be on Medicare longer. And we're going to need more of our Medicare dollars to stay alive. Hence, that's why Obamacare wants to start limiting some of the testing. The more PSAs you get, the more prostate cancer treatments, they know gosh darn well that you're going to outlive your prostate cancer, or that prostate cancer will catch up to you if you don't die in your 60s, God willing. All right, if you're going to start living to your 70s and 80s, don't you think you're having prostate cancer in the 50s is kind of pertinent? They know gosh darn well prostate cancer is going to be the next big boom that we're going to have to figure out. Also, Alzheimer's treatment. All right, the heart attacks, I think we're doing pretty damn well on. We're getting people off smoking. We have people on their statin medications. Go Lipitor, go Crestor, go Zocor. Yeehaw! Pretty proud of those medicines. All right, we're starting to fight diabetes a lot better. And you got some damn good health talk radio on XM Channel 244 and Talk Superstation and all those other affiliates, as well as your free iPhone app and Android app. So you got some, we're doing better. And I'm happy for that. But that's just something I don't think the government is expecting. So what do they have to do? They got to pull in the reins on us doctors. They need to slow us down. And Social Security. How the hell is Social Security running out? I see my checks. I see what I pay the government. I'm paying them a lot of money. Where's that money going? So 2033, how old am I going to be? Okay, it's 2013. God willing, I'll be 61, turning 62. I'm going to want my Social Security, people. I better start having more babies. Where's my husband? All right, quick 5-minute break. Oh, I'll have plenty of time. I'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app that are free, so you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like, but we are live 9 to noon Pacific time, noon to 3 Eastern time. Let's go to the phone calls. We got Bill from South Carolina. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how you doing today? Good to talk to you.
Awesome. Oh, my trucker. I love the truckers. What's up, buddy? What's
well,
your 10-4?
Well, it would be Idiot Puppy.
Sounds good.
You haven't talked about it yet, but you mentioned marijuana being prescribed for animals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back when I was a kid in high school, a friend of mine's dad was a veterinarian in Tennessee, and he had under his desk licenses from back in the 50s, where he had to buy a license to prescribe marijuana for animals back in the 50s in Tennessee.
Hmm.
I don't think that, you know, prescribing marijuana for animals is really anything new. But also, I have in a pad from Florida from back in the 50s also of a veterinarian that was licensed with his pad to prescribe cocaine for animals.
That's right. Oh, cocaine was used. I used cocaine in the, not on myself, I used cocaine in the ER for nosebleeds. When I was an ER doc in Lake Havasu, you'd have these nosebleeds that were so bad, you'd have to pack it up really good, throw a tampon in there, and then I would inject cocaine into the tampon. It would blow up a tampon like it would if you were on your period, Bill, you know? And then the cocaine would vasoconstrict the blood vessels. It was actually green, a very pretty color. And the patients would get high as a kite, would watch their blood pressure. But absolutely, cocaine was a very effective medication we would use for multiple issues in the ER.
I can't imagine what an animal would need it for, though.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know about you. I got two dogs and three cats. And I don't know what the heck they're thinking or doing at some time, you know. And so when they're not drugged and sober, I really can't live with them. I mean, maybe it's the owners that go, you know what, let's just get them high, and maybe they won't pee up the place, or maybe they won't bug me when I'm trying to eat. That's my guess. It's more for the owners, because it gets the animals out of their hair. If they could pass out in a corner and go to sleep, you have the rest of the night to yourself.
Probably be better if they go to the owners, though, then the owners wouldn't notice it so much.
Exactly. Well, Bill, you have a safe rest of your shift, and have a good weekend, all right?
Thank you, Doc. You also.
You are too, Bill. Thanks a lot. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, if he has a prescription pad from the 1950s, I may want to see that. You know, I collect medical antiques. I really dig. Oh, by the way, my birthday is coming up June 16. So for any of you that do want to get me a birthday present, I know every year I ask for the chocolates. You know those chocolates, those Grand Marnier chocolates, you know those chocolates that have alcohol in them? Well, I'm not allowed to ask for that anymore, according to my boss. So if any of you want to give me a present, I really dig medical antiques. Well, I'm talking a present. I'm not buying the stuff. You know where to send it. Just go to my website. Yeah, I'm definitely up for some birthday presents. Marijuana in animals. I'm not shocked either that they use them. Apparently, one gentleman has a dog that I guess has chronic back pain and difficulty walking. So the veterinarian gave the cat a glycerin tincture of marijuana made for pets. Then it's actually a cat, not a dog. The cat appears to be pain-free. Now, dogs get hip dysplasia. Now, I'm not saying drug your dogs with marijuana, but unfortunately with hip dysplasia, if the owner can't afford the surgery for hip dysplasia, and because, you know, most of you guys, you get pet insurance, and then you come to find out that most pet insurance doesn't cover the hip dysplasia, and you're like, what do I do? And unfortunately, here a lot of people put their dogs down for hip dysplasia. Well, what happens if you give the dogs marijuana? I mean, maybe we don't have to put as many of our animals down. Now, the only animal I've ever had to put down was our 3-year-old cat that came down with renal failure. The cat could barely stand, was basically just falling, was in so much pain. Then, you know, the vet suggested, and I didn't want to put anyone down. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to have him live with me the rest of his life. But we had to do it because he was in so much pain. And, you know, I read this and I'm like, you know, maybe I could have gotten some medical marijuana for the cat. Even if I don't think there's any so much health benefit, if it does help with pain, why not? I mean, we love our pets. Some of you that don't have pets, I know you're probably shaking your head going, why are we even talking about this? But for those of us that do have dogs and cats and do understand that, you know, they do hurt and they're like little people. I mean, you know, and you love them as such. And yes, they do go pee-pee house, they go poo-poo house, they go poo-poo mama's dress, they wipe their butt on your pillow. I know, but I don't think they tick me off any more than my regular kids do. So, I mean, I treat them the same way I treat the kids. Kick them out of the house when they stink. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, Zakhar Tsarnaev, the younger brother Boston bombing suspect is apparently walking. He's talking. He was able to call his mom, tell his mother to proclaim his and his brother's innocence. So if he's like up and about, all right, can he now stand trial? Right? Can we fry him yet? What was very interesting is the media was showing this video of Zakhar working out with his brother. Now, I guess 72 hours before the bombing, they worked out at this gym. The gym owner said when they came in, he immediately asked them to, take off their shoes. There was another friend, but the friend's face was all blurred on the news because apparently the friend was already, talked to by the FBI, and FBI cleared him. So, they were just hiding his identity. So I guess the younger brother took off his shoes, was being a good boy. Older brother, I guess, had some lip. Then the older brother was working out. He looked really kind of determined, etc. The younger brother looked like he was just there because the older brother made him, was kind of exercising. Not exercising as well as the other brother did, kind of tripping over his jump rope. And I guess that the defense may kind of want to use this as a way to garner some sympathy that this little boy had to follow around older brother. And older brother called the shots. As far as I'm concerned, no. That is absolutely no excuse. Now, many of us have had older siblings. And yes, our older siblings sometimes run us. When I was younger, my older sister, I was more scared of my older sister than my mom or dad. All right, remember, my dad wielded a belt. If my older sister or if my family members ever said, all right, you're going to do this terrorist act and kill people, oh, I would say hell to the no, and I wouldn't do it. So if they're going to try to use the excuse that little poor Zakhar was being bullied by his older brother and had no choice but to try to blow up the Boston Marathon, no. And then even if somebody does find that to be an excuse, that just proves that the kid is too stupid to be able to be out there in society. If somebody could sway him to commit murder or an act of terrorism, he still doesn't deserve to be walking on our streets. So I don't care what that video showed of him working out with his older brother and him jumping on a jump rope doing double dutch or whatever the heck they were doing with their jump ropes. I don't care. The kid deserves the book thrown at him, death penalty, whatever. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we need to talk about how Splenda, the artificial sweetener, has been possibly linked to diabetes. We're also going to talk about how some of the very common pain medications you take over the counter could put you at risk for heart disease. And does our brain have the ability to make Valium? Damn, this show is good today. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Sweeteners. Could Splenda, an artificial sweetener, cause diabetes? Aren't we using these artificial sweeteners so we don't get diabetes? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So just a quick history lesson, because you know I love medical history. Saccharin was actually discovered back in the 1800s. It was discovered kind of accidentally when a chemistry research assistant had been kind of playing around with food preservatives. The compound spilled on his hands, and they really weren't into hand washing like we are today when we're a chemistry lab assistant. So when he sat down and ate his dinner later that night, he noticed that the food he was eating with his fingers tasted immensely sweet. So I guess he finished licking his fingers and he decided to go back and, you know, look at what he possibly made. He named the compound saccharin after the Latin saccharum, which means sugar. So he retraced the steps, was able to synthesize saccharin in bulk. So that was about 1879. Where many of you remember saccharin start to come into play is because World War I, sugar had to be rationed. When sugar had to be rationed, the use for an artificial sweetener boomed. So saccharin was then used, and it was sent to the troops. It was basically sent to the troops when sugar started to become in short supply, or many people that were back home were using the saccharin instead of the sugar, so the troops could have the sugar. All right, but then, after the war, you know, people were still using it, but they could go back to having sugar. Then it wasn't until World War II when it really started to boom. Again, sugar had to be rationed. More people started to use saccharin, and then it just started to be used by most households, believe it or not. The only problem is by the 1960s, that's when that famous study came out where they thought it caused cancer in rats. They had found that the saccharin caused bladder cancer in rats. Study was reproduced also in the 70s. So by the 70s, they started to ban saccharin. Then they kind of went back and forth, and new artificial sweeteners came into play, like aspartame. Aspartame was discovered back in the 60s, 1965, we believe. And I guess what happened is somebody was, again, playing around, stumbled on the compound, licked his fingers, found his fingers to be sweet. A lot of finger licking, right? Finger licking good in the lab. All right. And then I guess he was actually working on medications. His name was Mr. Schlatter. And I guess they were working on drugs to treat ulcers. He found this to be sweet. Boom. Aspartame started to be used in the 80s. Then came acesulfame, potassium, and then a variety of other sucralose, which is in Splenda. And artificial sweeteners now used all over the place. Now, the reason why these things aren't off the market is because there haven't really been a lot of studies able to be reproduced showing cancer link. There was a theory that these artificial sweeteners caused brain tumors. There was a theory they caused lymphoma, but nobody could ever really prove it. So right now, from what we understand, the FDA says, all right, these are okay, but everybody has a raised eyebrow. We were talking about a few years ago how you need to be extremely careful with diet sodas that have aspartame if you live in a hot climate or in an area where your car heats up during the summer. Because if you leave a diet soda in a car and then drink it later, the aspartame could convert to a chemical such as formaldehyde, and the heat and the aspartame could become unstable in terms of its chemical composition. So, you know, you don't hear of anybody dying from drinking a hot diet soda, but still, it just kind of reminds us that these are chemicals. So now we have this study has come out saying, Splenda may be actually increasing your sugar load as well as your insulin production. And if that's the case, it could actually put you at risk for insulin resistance and then diabetes. So they don't understand why this happened, but they do notice that there was an adverse effect on insulin. Now, Splenda is made from sucralose. It's one of the later artificial sweeteners that had been researched and discovered, but it's 600 times sweeter than table sugar gram for gram. It's a phenomenal compound. Many of you love Splenda, and because we haven't seen any studies risking Splenda to cancer, many people feel Splenda is the healthiest artificial sweetener to use. Splenda is the one in the yellow packet. All right? Now, again, the reason why people have embraced these is because obesity and diabetes and heart attack, these seem to be so prevalent that people aren't really worried about you using packets of Splenda. The only thing is we have been noticing flirtations with these artificial sweeteners biting us in the butt. For example, there's been studies finding where if you do take something in with artificial sweetener like diet soda, etc., you actually get more hungry. Sometimes it could actually, like I said, increase your insulin. When you increase your insulin, you get hungry, you gain weight. So, does it actually affect the pancreas? Does Splenda hurt the pancreas? And does hurting the pancreas or injuring the pancreas cause you to be more at risk for diabetes? I don't think they know enough. Again, this is just a very small study showing that insulin levels rose 20% higher than without the use of these artificial sweeteners. My recommendation to everybody is just do everything in moderation. Okay? Don't be drinking diet soda every day. There's no health benefit to that. It's not water. It's not a healthy fruit juice. You really don't need diet soda every day. If you're on a diet, I would almost rather you eat one regular small cookie than eat a whole bag of diabetic cookies. All right? I just get really nervous about these chemicals. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a study came out saying that Valium, a form of Valium that is probably an extremely common drug. They actually were using Valium as an anti-seizure medication back in the 70s for epilepsy. They think that the brain is capable of making its own Valium. They say there's a protein identified as diazepam binding inhibitor. Diazepam is the brand name of Valium. And they say it basically senses when a seizure is about to occur and actually induces this protein to come out. This is some pretty cool stuff. According to the researcher, Dr. Hugenard, the brain has two main groups of nerve cells. One is the excitatory cells, which kind of stimulates the other cells, right? The other is the one that kind of communicates. All right, kind of communicates. And then you have the other types of cells that are the inhibitory cells. These are the ones that kind of keep the brain circuitry under control. So if one cell gets too excited, the other one calms it down and goes, all right, hold the phone. Relax a little bit. All right, and they think that what happens with that could be using or releasing these neurotransmitters, releasing these proteins that calm things down. I know some of you are on the phone lines. Let's try to get your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Kent calling from Wyoming. Hey, Kent, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing, Doc? Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I was going to ask you about, have you heard of stevia or truvia?
I think I have. Is that an artificial sweetener as well?
Yes. And it's supposed to be all natural. I just wondered if you do anything about it.
No, I don't. I'm trying to think if I have heard of it. I'd want to look that up because when they say all natural, okay, sugar is more natural than anything else. So if it's an artificial sweetener that's not sugar, I'd like to know what it's made of. I'll look that up. All right, I'll look it up over break. Thanks for calling, Kent. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be right back live in a few minutes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.